Sun News time is 8:39. Let's get another look at your early morning commute and find out, well, not too early. I guess it depends on how late you stayed up the night before. Triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Yeah, people whose alarm just went off, it's still early, right?
That's right.
Still got some slowing coming into downtown, 33rd South to 6th South, but all the slowing we had in Sandy and Draper earlier is gone. Good news in West Jordan as well. It's moving a little more consistently now on 7800 South between Jordan Landing and Redwood Road, where we had a bunch of delay earlier from a pretty bad injury crash not far from West Jordan High School. Eric Butler.
Andy, we got a little bit of city street congestion down in Provo. This is on 500 West, both at 800 North and down around Center Street and 300 South. Overall, though, things are looking pretty good in Utah County. The highway, no problems. We do have one on-ramp accident at 2100 North in Lehigh, but that's in the Gore area, not affecting the traffic either from the ramp or on the main flow. Heather?
If you're on southbound I-15, traffic is at a crawl. This is just after you leave Woods Cross all the way down to Beck Street. It's due to a crash that had been blocking the left lane. That's the fast lane. But incident management arrived on scene. They've moved it over and are now blocking the HOV lane and the left shoulder. So that's what has all those delays in place. But everybody else at freeway speeds on Legacy Parkway, the West Side Belt, we do have some congestion on city streets in Centerville and Roy. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.